Many people have doubts about this sort of fortune-telling, but any doubts you might have would certainly have been swept away if you'd been there to see what happened next. Mameha asked my sister's sign and looked up the same information about her. Well, she said, after looking at it for a while, it reads, an auspicious day for small changes. Perhaps not the best day for something as ambitious as running away, but certainly better than the other days that week or the next. And then came the surprising thing. It goes on to say, a good day for travel in the direction of the sheep, Mameha read. And when she brought out a map and found Yoroido, it lay to the north-northeast of Kyoto, which was indeed the direction corresponding to the zodiac sign of the sheep. Satsu had checked her almanac. That was probably what she'd done when she left me there in the room under the stairwell at the Tatsuyu for a few minutes. And she'd certainly been right to do it. She had escaped, while I hadn't. This was the moment when I began to understand how unaware I'd been, not only in planning to run away, but in everything. I'd never understood how closely things are connected to one another, and it isn't just the zodiac I'm talking about. We human beings are only a part of something very much larger. When we walk along, we may crush a beetle or simply cause a change in the air so that a fly ends up where it might never have gone otherwise. And if we think of the same example but with ourselves in the role of the insect and the larger universe in the role we've just played, it's perfectly clear that we're affected every day by forces over which we have no more control than the poor beetle has over our gigantic foot as it descends upon it. What are we to do? We must use whatever methods we can to understand the movement of the universe around us and time our actions so that we are not fighting the currents but moving with them. Mameha took up my almanac again and this time selected several dates over the following weeks that would be auspicious for significant change. I asked whether I should try to speak with Mother on one of the dates and exactly what I should say. It isn't my intention to have you speak with Mrs. Nitta yourself, she said. She'll turn you down in an instant. If I were her, so would I. As far as she knows, there's no one in Gion willing to be your older sister. I was very sorry to hear her say this. In that case, Mameha-san, what should I do? You should go back to your Okyachio, she said, and mention to no one that you've spoken with me. After this, she gave me a look that meant I should bow and excuse myself right then, which I did. I was so flustered, I left without the kabuki magazines and shamisen strings Mameha had given me. Her maid had to come running down the street with them.